Welcome to Winning Moves, short, sharp, strongest super coach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod, 8 straight years of free winning tips. And he's Tim Moody, the 2021 super coach champion, and still has a chance to be top 10 this year. Maybe outside chance to win. It all depends on these final rounds. So why don't you tell us, Tim, how you're doing and how you did in round 21?
Yeah, look, the story for the whole season was pretty much you just being real chuffed about me getting green arrows and going up all the time. But the last 3 weeks, I've got ranked arrows. It's just been shockers. I feel like I was one of the lowest scores from anyone I really knew. It felt like every man and his dog scored at 1,400. Some people who sort of really, I feel, had a poor week scored 1,300 and something. And I was in the 1,200s. No good. It's put me from 56th down to 125th. I thought I'd be all right, being that I looped Munster's score, got a pretty decent captain. Because 2 weeks prior, I'd got really poor captain scores, and that really hurt me. And even I think about 5 weeks ago when a captain, Isaiah Papali'i, got a really poor score, fell behind with my captain. But this captain score I thought would carry me. But just with, like, Val Holmes, 37, Reid Marnie, 27, Talakai, 37, Tago, 36, and copping the AE of, I can't remember what it was. I think it was Fifita, JoJo Fifita, down there.
Oh, he did worse. 19.
Yeah, so, it wasn't great. I didn't think it'd be that bad, but I'm not a math guy, but I was looking at other people's scores, and they copped some poor ones, and I feel like I had some still decent scores amongst it. Not a great deal, obviously, but
I remember we were chatting last week, like, who are you going to captain, and we're tossing up good names. We're saying Munster's a great candidate Friday night, Latrell Saturday arvo, knew he'd have a field day, both of them did. Even you were thinking Drinkwater, and he did okay, but in the end you did the old VC loop that you've explained to us and got a good score with money. But yeah, just the squad depth being tested and not the best. And sorry to hear you falling outside the top 100, because you've been in the top 100 for a few weeks now. But still, the perspective is, if you've had three terrible weeks by your standards and you're coming 120th, you're still having a phenomenal year. And we still appreciate that we get to step inside your mind and hear all your knowledge and information. So why don't we look forwards, because there is still time for you to get back in top 100, back in top 50.
Yeah, that's the goal for me 10. Now. Finish
still, top 100. Still 4 more weeks. Absolutely. So talk to us about round 22 then. What are the big moves that you're looking at making, and what's the advice you can share with others? We'll play red light, green light.
Yeah, let's do red light, green light. So red light, green light doesn't – it's much concern for myself, but hopefully it's helpful for others, because I've only got the one trade left. I'll get to that in our little strategy chat that we'll do at the back end of this red light, green light.
Do you think sorry to interrupt you, but do you think most people have got more than one trade? Like, have you deliberately gone up a bit early, or what? Or is it common by this time of year?
I think that most that are up in the mix, like let's say top 500, majority would have none to two and maybe averaging about one. That's just a feel, but you can check out Adam DeRussy's stats via the SC playbook. He's fantastic with all of finding out that sort of specific exact information. They've got some great articles and stuff on there, so check that out. I'm not your numbers guy. I'm your feel guy. So what I've got for you in the feels is red light, green lights. Look, red light, I'm going to say if you've got the trades, get rid of Jerome Hughes and get in another bloke, which we'll get to in the green light. It's a shoulder injury. It's not significant, the damage, but look, I just feel like if you can have someone that doesn't have damage and isn't sort of hindered, why not take it, especially if you've got the trades. Another red light, this is not so much as a sell, but I'd say don't buy this. A lot of people have asked me about Cooper Johns. I wouldn't buy Cooper Johns because Hughes is lingering there and will likely come back soon, because the Storm really do need a top four finish. That's the way they play finals footy. They need that top four. So very important for them. Also, Cooper Johns isn't the main playmaker even when he's there, so they're always going to favour going to money out, you know, in the 5-8 position. And also they've got what's his face at the back now that's back,
Meany.
Meany, that's the one. Yeah, so I'd stay well clear of that. Cooper John scored okay last week, but there's better options this time of year. Don't do it. I know he's got the royal blood in him, but don't be fooled by it. I'm not saying he's a terrible footballer. There's just better options for Supercoach. Green light. All right. So Sharks players. The Sharks have a whoppingly good draw. It's just all bottom eight teams and for the most bottom four sides. So it's just beautiful. The guys, I'd say, obviously, if you don't have Hines, get Hines. But then outside of that, Talakai and Ronaldo Mulitalo, who have been underperforming recently, they're so due. With a good draw, they're going to start killing it. I heard, what's his name? The guy that recently came out.
Rudolph.
Yes. He sort of said on the show with, you've got to fill in all of my blanks at the moment.
What's How did I guess that?
Duke, with Duke.
Jake Duke. I didn't see that interview yet.
Yeah, so he's sort of, I always listen for little clues in what players say in post interviews and stuff like that.
No, I like that. I like that.
So, yeah, so what he sort of hinted at, he goes, look, we haven't really put any sides to the sword yet, and that's something that we're really looking to do before the finals. He said that very recently, and they're aware of the draw. So I really believe that that's their intention.
That could be good advice for punters as well.
But to put some teams to the sword, because I think that is important. They need to have that confidence in them. So I really like the Sharkies players. Outside of those guys I mentioned, I think Britt Nicora and also Ramian are very, very good pods. They've been scoring fairly well as well, and I think they'll just go off as well, like frogs in socks. Luttrell, if you don't have him and you've been still arming and being a bit stubborn, just get him. I know the draw's tough, but he's just having one of those sort of back end of the year seasons like Tommy Turbo. There's a lot of vibe around him. You just do it. Get on him. Don't regret. Be the thing that was, you know, haunted you for the season.
I think I did actually say that to you. It might have been after we were live, but I said to you, look, we both think Luttrell this year is basically Tom Trbojevic last year. And last year you didn't think twice about whether he was going to be your captain. So maybe you just got to make Luttrell your captain straight up and not try and BC Loop. You know what? He was your highest score last week. I know Munster did outstanding as well.
He was.
So you didn't lose much.
The Warriors were a much better draw than what he's facing in the next four rounds. But let me just rush through the rest of the orange, green light, orange light for the good people that are looking for some players, scrambling for their last trades.
Burton, absolutely.
Love him. Get Burton in if you want to do a pod move. The Dogs just have free attack at the moment under their new coach. They can do what they want. Burton's going to town. Do it. Cam Murray, 75-point average. The Bunnies do have a tough draw, but the Bunnies, because of that tough draw, do need him on the field. So they're going to be utilising him to his fullest. I still like Sean O'Sutherland and Sammy Walker as well, who both, I feel, performed obviously better than Jerome Hughes, who got injured, in DCE, who I shouted out last week. But I am now keen on DCE he's got two very good matchups. He's been a three-round average of 36, but two gold matchups in that four to come. Orange lights kick out.
Just on DCE, sorry, while you're there, there's a comment from Brandon. Tapine, like, he's out at least 1 week with a rib injury, and it says here for Cotter or DCE. I don't totally understand
I'd keep Cotter. Tapine's got a rib injury. I've brought up that I've had a rib injury. My last injury was in Oztag. Probably kept me away from sport. It was very sore. And I only fell on the football. I didn't have a player sort of smash me in the ribs. So, when I say fell in the football, I mean I dived on it trying to secure it when it wasn't even important. So, So I'd say get rid of the sore guy. Go with the guy with they've both got mullets. Go with the good old guy that's on the
You can't go wrong with Ruben Cotter, can you? He came off the bench last week and I think he's 200 meters. He is a freak and recovering from that injury.
Sorry to cut you off. They're probably going to needle Tarpany up. They're probably going to not this game, but they're probably going to have to. The Canberra Raiders need him. But still, maybe they minimise his usual.
And Manly, like, you're not concerned that their season could be over. You still think DC is going to be putting up good stats?
Yeah, because one of the guys I'm real tempted to jump on is DCE because I got that injured Moses. I really would like to have two gun halves. I feel like maybe that's something that might have hurt me. Even though DCE didn't perform last week, I just feel like that's not going well for me not having two good halves. So I do like him. Is there a mathematical chance that maybe they throw it? But then again, obviously could be. Maybe there's that they're just done. And maybe they're that, you know, Jersey Gates really gotten to them and they're, mentally defeated. So I don't know. It's a real, trust your gut, wait to the last second and make
it. Right. It's a big question because they play the Gold Coast Titans this weekend. So on paper, they should definitely be too good. And it's an afternoon game. DCE should have a good outing. But if they misfire this weekend, then they're definitely out of the hunt. And then you're going to say, geez, this team's totally derailed.
Stuck with
mind you, if they come out with a big score this week, we'll say, well, they lost to a pretty fierce Eels side. Yeah. They're actually still decent in their own right. And Manly's one of those sides that does probably put sides to the sword more than some teams higher on the ladder. So, yeah, that is going to be your gut feel. And we stayed away from that game. We don't have a bet on it. But it is going to be dependent on how you think Manly will go this weekend against the Titans.
Yeah, I feel like the Manly side will win. They'll win comfortably. But, yeah, you kind of want them to be playing for a reason, you know what I mean? And like, I don't know. Like, they could be, I feel like they could be either have very big motivation to play or they're just defeated. It's one or the other. There's no on the fence for them. So you're really taking that gamble. But, yeah, look, I think for me, I'm probably best to save that trade because I still feel like I can field 17 players, although I don't like all of the 17 I'm going to field come, you know, next round or the round after. If there's carnage, I may be only able to field 15 or 16 players, and that is just going to undo me completely in all my heads for, you know, the cashy finals and also for my overall ranking. So I think I just need to be conservative and, you know, I'm not going for overall glory now. I just need to try
save some pace. Use that trade for something that's absolutely necessary. And while we're on that game, Titans Manly, that's the game that you can win a jersey on. Mm. So just comment who you think will score the final try in that game. And the minute is the tiebreaker. We've given a jersey away every single week. People that watch this show and watch the tripod. So have a crack. That will be some fun.
Oh, now we could field a footy team. We'd have more than 17 jerseys. We'd have a few.
Yeah, that's a good call.
On the bench as well. So, yeah, if everyone got the same jersey, we could have started our own club. Maybe we could have been the 18th club in the NRL. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think the bids are still open. I don't think they've decided who's going to be the 18th. But, no, it's been good thing people win jerseys. I've seen people get jerseys, all different teams and even Origin stuff, which has been really cool. And, hey, there's a World Cup later this year. Maybe you want to get a jersey to represent your nation. There's another comment we can answer, Tim. Who's the best captain option this week? Because we talked about it last week. It's probably some of the usual suspects again. Who are you tossing up?
I think if you're playing conservative but you also want to play for maximum points, I'd probably go the standout option is Nicho Hynes just because of that. You know, he's got a pretty good draw at the Tigers. They've got, you know, things to play for. And, yes, that comment of they want to put teams to the sword. The Tigers sort of played well two rounds prior to the round we just went through. I think that was a really big effort for them. They lost to an easier side last week. And I think, you know, those 2 weeks might have been that final juice that they kind of had. And, you know, they might sort of be okay in glimpses. I'm hopeful for them because Dewey's there. But, yeah, look, I think that's probably the obvious one. Outside of that, Garrick's a really good option if you own him. If you're going to bring DCE in, it's a bit risky because he's had the 33s, but I really like him against the Titans. It's the club he backflipped on, and I just feel like he plays well against them. I think his high score is only about 99 or something. He's played him probably about 20 times, but still, you take 99 as a captain score every day of the week, and there is probably a little bit of upside there because this Titans side is probably more depleted than and not really going as well as Titans sides have in the past.
Well, no, they're dead last after making the finals last year. Jeremy says Garrick's his pick, and Peter was asking between Garrick and Hynes and throwing Burton in the mix. So you prefer Hynes over Garrick, and I agree with that. As for Burton, I will tease ahead and say, we like New Zealand. Don't write off New Zealand when they play at home. They are the worst team in the competition, I think, when they play in Australia now. I don't think they really care or are exerting a lot at all. But back at home, they're a different side. And we've actually got one of our best bets is taking New Zealand plus the first half handicap. So that might factor in people that have been watching Burton have a field day against, you know, Titans, Knights in recent memory. I feel that New Zealand will give them a run for their money, possibly even spring the upset Friday night.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for that factor, I'll say go with option B there. Jaden Campbell, 77. Nice option. All right.
Any other topics before we share the two out of three?
Quick strategy. Any other
topics that have been hot?
Look, the thing I want to talk about is, do you want to go with your captain as the most common one, or do you want to go risky? And I think if you want to go risky, that's for two reasons, because you're sort of chasing overall rankings and you want to sort of just balls it and just try and do something crazy to get it right up there, or because you're losing in your head-to-head for overalls and there's nothing you can really do. You can see they've already got like a couple of hundreds. You've had a few players that have, you know, gone sub 50 and you're like, oh no. And they've got their captain on Hines. Then you're like, well, the only way I can win this is if Hines maybe stinks it up and gets a zero because he gets injured straight away, or very low score, like a sub 30 or something. And then you captain anyone else, maybe a Garrick or whatever, or Aaron Clark, if you've got him. I just made up a person.
Like a Molitano.
If they get like a, you know, 70 to 100, you've really made ground on them there. So that's the only reason I'd go silly. If you're in, you know, the lead, go conservative, go with the Garricks, go with the Hughes's. And I'd say that for overall and in your head-to-heads, if you're in the lead, go with the conservative.
That is expert advice. That is game theory at its finest. So when you are in the position you want to be, you want to make moves that are lower variance so nothing disastrous can happen. But when you're not in the position you want to be, you want to take those chances. And it could work out even worse, but you're already in a not strong position. And, of course, by taking those gambles, it can also pay off, as you suggested.
See, now, I'll just say quickly, I don't know where I sit on that side of the fence, actually, at the moment yet. I'm like, well, if I go too crazy and it doesn't work, what if I drop out to, like, say, 500th by the next 4 weeks?
Exactly.
500th or 700th, I'll feel really deflated because I was, you know, 3 weeks ago, we were in 21st. So I thought, if I just be conservative, I can maybe just chip back away a little bit and get into, you know, 70th or 55th, where I was a couple of weeks ago, yeah, that'd be nice. I'd take that. So maybe I go the conservative option and just, I don't know. It's a very big, tough one for me.
Well, knowing you, you're gonna back your instinct, and then, you know, different story when it comes to round 25, and you can see where you're at there, and then
I'll do a very big postseason review, considering we didn't perform as well as last year, and there'll be someone will be getting sacked. I'll say that.
Yeah, you might have to look for an off-season acquisition or two. Maybe an assistant coach. Mate, we've already talked about the jersey giveaway. Why don't you intro the two or three ain't bad?
Oh.
I'll be a good bloke. They put this market up for us. Last week we only picked one out of three, but we still got our money back for justice reasons because Connor Tracy knocked out cold 10 minutes in. He didn't get the opportunity to score. Now, the Sharks right winger didn't score in that game, so you can say we're lucky, but you can also say butterfly effect. If he'd been out there, maybe he would have made something happen. So either way, we actually can live with our money back. We go again with a longer odds one this weekend.
Love this one. Okay, so you let me pick two of my options this week, which is nice. You've been a bit harsh. You only give me one. But you've taken the one option in Walsh, which I was like, oh, really? But then I looked against the Doggies and I thought, they're at home. And if he is going to score, it's probably going to be in this sort of game. And I can see it. So I like that. And I like that we've stayed off the wingers. And we played it safe last week. We didn't get it for $2 odds. We're going for the 320s. Talakai and Staggs. This is why I like him. Talakai, he's got that good draw for the rest of the season. But more importantly, this week he's running at Jimmy the Jet. I just feel like Jimmy's in for a bit of hurt. And secondly, Staggsy. Oh, okay, so he's going up against Bradman Best. And what I love about this is Staggs, he likes going up against players that are sort of got a similar sort of style of game or like to get that sort of attention and have that sort of pizzazz sort of style. He'll want to upshow him and he'll score this weekend. So I like this one, man. But gamble responsibly.
So
only jump on if you like it. I don't have a crystal ball.
But especially the fact that two guys that you've picked are the outside backs for teams that are over two converted tries in Sharks and over three converted try favourites in the Broncos. So there's a fair chance that they're going to be putting on decent scores. And I've gone New Zealand player, which would be the upset, but that's a bet that we like. We also like Parramatta can either cause an upset or keep it very tight with South Sydney. And that should be a cracker Friday night. And that is going to do it. We've jammed as much info as we can into these 20 minutes. Gamble responsibly. Best of luck. Enjoy the weekend. And we hope we put you in a winning mood.